sea in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree.
There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside.
I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied.
Got the storytelling, ego swelling,
pillow talking, moonlight walking sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags podcast in this corner. Weighing in at who knows, whatever. She's as stubborn as a turnip in the Siberian permafrost. It's Chris Jeppa.
Thanks for not announcing my weight on the podcast.
I don't know what it is.
And in this corner, what is it? The Swedish fish tougher than a Viking longboat, Katie Norgren.
And with us today, awesome. A real live professional wrestler, Ms. Cat Power.
Hello.
Hi.
That was...
the worst.
No, that was the most tremendous thing ever.
We really, really hemmed and hawed over that one, guys, but...
there was so much preparation that went into that.
You know what?
Good sweet Jesus.
Leapt in with both feet.
That was amazing.
Like some kind of wrestling move.
Like some kind of wrestling move.
I'm going to maybe learn about
a reverse spear. I don't know.
Just a regular double reverse psycho driver. Just a regular one.
Your regular workaday double reverse psycho driver. What did you call it?
Yeah. That good. Well done.
Thank you. I've been listening to a lot of color commentary lately, trying to catch up with... well, you know.
Oh, I like it.
I almost insulted one of them, and I was like, uh-oh, I don't want to go on the record saying one of the color commentators I don't like.
Oh, I see. Well... mm. Yeah.
His name rhymes with Breichel Mole.
I see. I'm a big fan of Corey Graves, actually.
Oh,
I think
he's
killing it.
Yeah, it's too bad that he's just a voice on the radio, pretty much, because he's the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life.
It's just like us here in this room today, just voices on the radio, but the cutest three ladies ever that
you've ever seen in your entire
ever that
life.
Existed.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I got the giggles from that silly, silly introduction. Are we ever going to be professional again?
Who said we were in the first place?
That's true.
I think is the thing. I never promised.
never promised
professionalism.
When I pitched this podcast to you, Kat, I never said it was professional.
I just said
we have stickers.
I dig it. No, that was, yeah. I still have that sticker in my bag, actually.
Excellent.
Stick it on. Something.
Can I tell the folks how we found you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so I went to see the Matthew Good show with Matthew Good Band, I guess. Not really in the Matthew Good Band anymore.
Mm-hmm.
With past guest Tamara and past guest Jen. And Kat was our server at the Commodore. And we got into talking about the wrestling shows at the Commodore that happened quite a lot.
Yeah.
ECCW?
ECCW, yeah. We've sold out the Commodore... I believe it's 8 times now.
Holy doodle. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and there's I only know this because I work like at the Commodore Ballroom as well, but there's like well-established bands that don't sell out the Commodore.
Oh yeah, totally.
You know, and it's one of those things where like every time like I don't know, it never gets old. If that makes sense. Like, it's as cheesy as that sounds, I guess.
Oh, no.
Like, people are just like, holy shit, this sounds like a cool event. I really want to get down there. And,
yeah,
like,
it's,
out.
And it's, I mean, our capacity, I want to say, is like 1,100, I think.
Right.
That's why I always hate going. It's so crowded.
It's tight. Yeah, it's really
tight. I'm sorry. I love the Commodore so much, but I am very short and it overwhelms me.
I hate it. On a DJ night, like, it's the worst because you're trying to, like, weave your way through a crowd of people that are just
the worst.
Not of this world. and it's just, it's impossible. So, I mean, I can't even imagine.
They've come from the planet Coquitlam to Vancouver.
It's pretty amazing. But yeah, so I mean, every time we're like, we release the tickets and it's just, I don't know. We're always like, oh, I wonder if this is the one, but like it, every time it sells
out. That's so
awesome.
That's a true producership right there. It's like, this is the one that's going to go to
hell.
And
again, like in knowing it, like, because I work at the Commodore, like it's a money night for like everyone that works. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a good night. Like it's, nobody's going to get
super. Everyone has a good time. They get enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like,
and nobody gets like rowdy. Nobody gets like, you know, there's never any fights. Like, people are just excited about what's going on.
There are some fights.
There are some fights, but the ones you've paid for.
Yeah. These fights were planned. Our, so like yeah. we knew that they were coming.
Yeah, our security guys are never like concerned on our nights, which is hilarious because you'd think like, oh, if anything, the wrestling show is gonna have the hooligans. Yeah, but I think like nobody wants to miss anything, so they're like, oh, I'm gonna be on my best behavior tonight because like
that's cool.
Yeah, it's rad.
You want someone to give you the backbreaker if you get out of line.
And like our fans like would probably welcome that to be on like yes, and they'd be like yeah me. Like are like honest to God ECCW fans are like some of the top fans that I've wrestled in front of, like, period, because they get it and they're into it for the right reasons.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And mm-hmm. It's just it's so rad. It's again, it's kind of a cool feeling knowing you're walking out in front of a hot crowd.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there's
yeah.
no doubt in my mind if it's a Vancouver crowd, if we're doing like last night we did the Pacific Cup.
Oh yeah.
At the Russian Community Center in Kitsilano.
Oh, right on.
It's one of our homes. Like, I would say besides Commodore, like, the Russian in Kits is our home. Like, mm-hmm. that's, you know, like, there's some pretty cool shit that's happened there. And,
right on.
Nice. So last night was the Pacific Cup. And, like, sold out. Again, you know, it was awesome. But, like, start to finish, like, they were just, the crowd was so nuts. Like, it was awesome.
Just jacked right up, hey?
Yeah, like, as a performer, like, you're always kind of worried how they're going to react to you.
Right.
And I think it's good to have, like, a little bit of, like, nervousness because it shows you care. Like, right. If you weren't nervous, so you'd just be like, well, what are you doing it for?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
The nerves kind of drive your passion. It drives you to, like, perform, like, at your best.
Yeah.
Like, I need to kill this today.
Exactly. As opposed to, like, fuck this noise. Like,
yeah.
I'm not, you know what I mean? And bolting. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to do this kind of thing. But, like, I'm never nervous how Vancouver crowds are going to react. Because I know, if nothing else, they're going to give me a reaction.
Right.
And that's the best part.
That's so funny, because the Vancouver crowds for comedy, which is what I do, and for music,
yeah.
which is what Chris does,
yeah.
it's more
totally
of a crapshoot. More
yeah.
of a crapshoot. Sometimes it's amazing,
right.
and sometimes it's just, oh my God, like, I couldn't pay these people to pay attention to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's why I can't really speak highly of, like, Vancouver crowds enough, because I've wrestled in other countries, and I've wrestled in other, like, cities and whatever, and it's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Honestly, and it depends on where you are, but,
right.
like, you need to know your audience, too.
For mm-hmm. sure.
So, it's only that Vancouver, I'm like, oh, this is how it should be.
That's so awesome. But yeah,
yeah.
you were just like, yeah, this level of enthusiasm, like, chatting with us, and everyone was, like, super into it, and I'm like, Katie loves wrestling. I'm so sad she's not here right now to hear you talk about this.
Yeah,
would you please come on our show?
Yeah, I remember. I was like, she was so bummed out you weren't there. I'm like, I don't go far. It's cool.
I can travel.
Yeah.
So
I do. I really, I loved it as a kid because it was just around all the time. Because
yeah.
when I was a kid, it was like, well, the very tail end of the late 80s and then the early 90s, which is like, so like, I was just actually watching a video about WrestleMania 8 yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I remember that. I actually
yeah.
do have a recollection of that. Those are early memories. I would have probably been like, well, I would have been 8 because I am the same
yeah.
age as WrestleMania, which I just discovered last night because it was born on March 31st. I'm born March 1st.
Oh, that's
1985.
Rad.
So I can track my age by how many WrestleManias there
yeah.
are and vice versa.
Yeah. I'm 84. So I'm like, yeah,
oh, right
like,
on.
It's like my next, like, I'm always like the same year
mm-hmm.
as WrestleMania, but
totally.
I won't be 33 until November.
Yeah, no, mine's
I mean, 23.
We're so fresh and dainty.
I'm
yeah,
so young.
You're a month
I'm
older
so
than me.
I'm so young
company.
And not old at all.
But the just the era of, like, The Undertaker and
yeah.
and Hulk Hogan being at their prime and, like, getting into bad films and stuff like that, you
yeah.
know, Santa with muscles, et cetera, et cetera.
No, it's so good.
Yeah.
Mr. Nanny, man. Mr. Nanny.
Green Ninja's High Noon at Mega Mountain, anybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gosh darn. So, like, that sort of classic era, and then I kind of forgot about it, and then the Attitude Era came in, and I was in junior high, and every,
yeah.
like, gross teen boy was wearing an Austin 316 shirt.
Yeah,
and
or a DX shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
At my junior high, it was Austin
but
or
I remember
DX.
Finding out about China was such an exciting thing for me,
yeah.
and it's such a bummer that things turned out the way they did for her, that she ended up getting so much flack from everybody and ended up, like, feeling like she needed to change her appearance constantly and stuff, because people just crapped on her all the time.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing, like, when you're a heel,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to get a reaction from from people.
That's like the bad guys,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, sorry, yeah. So, totally yeah, so
I'm going to be the audience.
No, like, no, no, it's cool. So the glossary is like a heel is the villain or the bad guy, and the baby face or face is the good guy, okay. the guy like you're kind of cheering for.
Cool.
John Cena is the perennial face, the face that runs the place.
He, see, but like there's gray areas in this era.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because I do.
It's.
I'm yeah. watching.
Yeah, and like, because I mean, in my personal opinion, like, there's no guy more over right now than AJ Styles.
Oh, God, he's my favorite.
Rightfully so.
And he's so good.
He is the coolest guy. Honest to God, he is, like one of the bars in wrestling for me because yeah. of, like, his work ethic. So I super got off on a rant.
Like, no, the bars to achieve.
No,
like, well, like, and to like, carry myself as too because yeah. like he's so I had my first match in 2006
okay
in Toronto and the main event of the show was AJ Styles
wow
versus Eric Young
wow okay so those are
yeah,
I have like, so many things I could say about this that's so exciting
it was like and to see like where they're both at right
both
now
both guys are huge right now
like AJ Styles is only one of three men who were the NWA WWE and
NWO
NWA was oh. Northwest.
Oh god, I was just like, wait a second.
Yeah, it, the, not Northwest, but yeah,
I got you. Okay, sorry, my bad. They should have not taken those acronyms, though.
Yeah,
they should have really thought about that. it's like I don't think he was in that group.
Yeah,
he's very white.
He is extremely white. But yeah, him, Ric Flair, and Buddy Rogers are the only three men to hold the three main belts.
It's like the triple crown of wrestling.
It is, yeah.
The EGOT of wrestling.
Yeah, it's the, like, he's accomplished
a lot.
He's
like the Lin-Manuel Miranda of wrestling, if that gives you your context that you need.
Okay, sweet. He's the man. Like, he's, yeah.
He's incredible. He's Tessa's favorite wrestler of all time. For, like, a decade, it's been her favorite wrestler.
And that's so awesome to have that kind of role model, you're saying. Or, like, someone that you at least, not role model, maybe that's too cheesy, but, like, just
No, that's perfect.
You
like,
hold yourself to that kind of standard. Yeah, exactly. You want to reach that kind of,
he's, like, technically perfect. He's like, so, he is. His moves are beautiful. He's got moves, like, way better than Jagger. It's so much better.
That is incredible. Awesome.
Sorry, that's terrible.
I'm tweeting that later. I hope you know.
Well, Tessa was like, okay, on Friday night, she was like, okay, Katie, I really want you to do something with me. And I'm like, okay, that sounds sexy.
Yeah, I was like, keep going.
Keep going. I was like, I really want you to watch this show with me. I was like, okay, what are you building up to? Is it going to be something that I hate and have to just enjoy because you love
made
it?
Me agree.
And she's like, no. I have this rip of the New Japan match that AJ Styles fought with Shinsuke Nakamura like 2 years ago.
At Wrestle
and it's
Kingdom.
Like, yeah. And she was like, you need to see this. I was like, you don't have to convince me. Those are my two favorite male wrestlers right now. Like, I want to see that so much. And it was chef kissy fingers. It was so amazing.
It was technically one of the most pristine wrestling matches I've ever seen.
And it's in what is called strong style, where they just like beat the absolute piss out of each other. And they don't pull punches and you don't block things. You take a punch to the face and you say, thank you, sir, may I have another?
Yeah.
And that's how strong style works.
Yeah.
Because it's basically like BDSM wrestling.
Because I was over there, they treat it as, it's still a sport.
In Japan.
They treat it like it's an actual... it's more sport than it is entertainment. Whereas, like, here, it's a lot of entertainment. But I think now they've kind of, because, like, AJ Styles and Nakamura and, like, Kevin Owens, and you know what I mean? Like, those guys.
Canadian.
Cool.
Yeah. You know, because they brought these guys in, like, it's one of those things, you know, like, yeah, it's entertainment, but, like, they still want you to be technically.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not about, like, being a big jacked up guy anymore. Like, it's, like you said, like, AJ Styles is pretty much technically perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On top of, like...
just ballet with his body.
It's insane. Impressive. Yeah.
Cool.
And he's very handsome, too.
He is. Oh.
You just got, like, a big poster of AJ Styles above your bed.
Like,
good night, babe. Mwah.
Good night, babes.
You could do worse. You could do way worse.
So they were the main event on my first match, and I went up to them like beforehand and I was like, sorry guys to interrupt, but like, I just want to let you know, like, it's my first match tonight, and like the fact that, you know, like, I'm like, you guys are the main event on this show, like, that's a really cool thing for me, so like, thank you so much,
right?
you know, for being here kind of thing. And AJ was like, oh, it's your first match tonight? And I was like, yes, sir, it is. He's like, okay, cool. He's like, I'm totally going to watch then. Like, let me know.
Well, and that'll like make you piss yourself. Please don't watch me.
Yeah, I was like, sure, I'll let you know. Then, so in my head thinking like, oh, he's just being polite. You know what I mean?
Because, right.
You know. So the, you know, the show's over, whatever, we're getting ready to leave. And then my trainer said, oh, did you say goodbye to AJ? And like, thank him. I said, oh, fuck no. Like, give me one sec. So, I went over to him. He was on the phone and I was like, oh, and then like, he saw me and I was like, oh no, it's okay. And he's like, one sec. He's like, hang on. Yeah. Let me call you back. And hung up on whoever he was talking to. And so, not hung up, but like, he, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you. I gotta go.
Like, I gotta go. And he's like, hey, he's like, I watched your match. I wanted to tell you, like, when you're putting someone in a hammer lock, like, make sure you fucking whatever. Like, he didn't just
watch.
He actually watched. He wasn't like, oh yeah, no, it was great. Like, you know, it was really cool that.
He was mentoring you, like, actively.
Yeah, like, it was cool that he, like, took an interest or whatever. Yeah. Like, of who he is. So then, flash forward to 2 years ago, or, like, a year and a half ago, it was my first tour of Japan. And, actually, no, it is 2 years ago. Holy shit.
Yeah. That's how old that match was, about that old. Yeah, because that's, right. Like, when they both kind of started coming over to do NXT. About it, yeah.
Yeah. So, giving it some thought. So it was my first tour in Japan, and, my very first show, which I'm nervous enough, this is my first trip overseas, it's my right. first, like, you
everything
know,
is
excursion.
Everything is different over there.
It's new, and it's a big deal, because, yeah. like, in wrestling, like, fans and wrestlers alike know the importance of Japan in wrestling.
Yes. True.
It's a big deal. Like, mm-hmm. the two countries besides the U.S. where people kind of associate travel and, like, mm-hmm. wrestling, whatever, is Japan and Mexico.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Two okay. vastly different styles.
Is that, like, the luchador kind of
yeah.
thing in Mexico? Okay, yeah.
La luchadora.
Gracias.
Muy bueno.
De nada.
How many other Spanish words?
We know, like, 7 Spanish words. It's all good. Yeah, that, so yeah. Japan. Big deal. You're in Japan.
So, yeah. So, it was my first, you know, whatever. And my first match was at Korakuen Hall.
Oh, wow.
Right? Like, so.
Let's just jump in with both feet.
So, Korakuen Hall is...
kind of a big deal.
It's a pretty famous venue in Japan. So, cool. Like, as if I'm not nervous enough, they're like, here's one of the most famous venues in
Beautiful.
Japan. Go debut! Like, sure, guys! Thanks! No problem. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So, I'm downstairs getting ready to go for my match, and this girl comes booking it down the stairs. And then I'm standing outside the door, and she goes, oh my god, the whole Bullet Club's here. And I was like... She's like, oh my god, the whole Bullet Club's upstairs. Oh my god. And I'm like, fucking, okay. Cool. That's pretty rad. Like, that's kind of rad that they came to our show. Like, sweet. And then, again, AJ was there.
Right.
Because, like, he's in the Bullet Club at the time. So he was at my first match in Japan.
Oh, wow.
And then I had a hookup for New Japan show, and we had gone to the New Japan, and there was a 10-man tag, and he was there, and then I was talking to him after, and I just said, like, hey man, like, I gotta let you know, like, you were at my very first match, and then, like, you're at my first match in Japan, like, that's fucking awesome for me, like, I super marked out, that's fangirling. Like,
I really appreciate you translating.
It's all good, it's cool. But yeah, like, for a guy like AJ Styles, like, I have no problem freely admitting I'm a mark for the guy, because, yeah. like, no one's gonna blame me.
Yeah. You know, it means, like, you just eat up everything they do.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's, but, like, the most humble guy.
Yeah.
That has, like, every right to be a, not, like, that anyone has a right to be a dick, I don't
he
mean
He could
that,
be.
But, like, he could be a dick.
He could get away yeah. with it, but instead.
But instead, he's a humble family man.
Oh, yeah. So lovely.
You know, and he's a good Southern boy.
I like hearing yes. that about people. Yes. Like, that the fame and shit doesn't go to their head, that they actually try to create, like, a supportive environment for new
oh, yeah.
people
yeah.
to get into it and stuff. I think that's so awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
Was he kind of, like, he's like, oh, yeah, cool, your first match, like, in Japan,
oh,
too.
Yeah, like, he was really, really rad about it. And then I saw him, like, a few more times, like, when we were, like, crossing paths or right. over there, and, like, like he gave me like really solid advice, and then I had done and I only say this like, oh, I'm gonna get my ass kicked because like it sounds really bad when you're like, I was at WWE in Toronto, mm-hmm. and I had seen him at WWE, and he was the champion at the time.
Right.
And still said, hey, was like, hey, what's up? You know, like, how's things going? When's your next tour in Japan? Cool. Like, and it's just a testament to like him just being rad. Like, yeah. he's just, I can't speak highly enough of like talent speaks for itself, but like, yeah. I can't speak highly enough about the guy's character. Like, mm-hmm. it's just.
Tessa's so happy to hear this.
There are a few folks that I've met in my life, like other musicians or yeah. like some comedians or like politicians that I, because now I'm working in politics, that just like have this way about like when they meet you, they're kind of like they're focused on you, and then they remember stuff sometimes, like the next time
yeah.
you meet them. Like, we went to this amazing banquet for this woman who's like this ferocious child welfare advocate in the province. Okay. Awesome. Not my boss, but my boss's mentor, basically.
Right. Yeah.
And I went with a few like former youth in care that were like in the foster system, and she had like really impacted their lives because she was like this former like judge and really like took the government to task on like mm-hmm. care. Anyway, so this kid goes up to her and he's like, hi, I just wanted to say hi. She's like, oh, so-and-so, I totally remember you, and I blah, 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 and like a few details. And he was like, I only spoke to her like once, like 2 years yeah. ago, and she remembered me, and he was so, like, it meant
that's
so much
so
to
lovely.
Him. Like,
that's really
people
cool.
like that really inspire me a lot, and I aspire yeah. to be that kind of person as well.
Yeah.
So, just in my life.
Well, because I've heard a friend of mine give me like a expression or whatever the other day, and I was like you never really think about like on the way down when you're on the way up, but like she said, like you meet the same people on the way up as you do on the way down.
Oh, yeah.
So like be kind to everyone.
Oh yeah,
thing.
That's very like it's like wrestles in kind of like
yeah right
or just entertainment world
entertainment
say.
In general yeah
you gotta
in
be
general.
You gotta be nice like totally. It's never gonna backfire basically
exactly
being nice
yeah
is probably never gonna come back and bite you in the ass so it's,
no
yeah don't 100%. Be a don't be a dick. Like I like to tell everybody that I've met a few famous people, not very many. I've met like, yeah. I met Jake the Snake, I met Ted DiBiase, and
oh,
I met, and I met Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Now, Ted and Mick were awesome. Jake was a dick to me. He was so rude to me. He said like a really gross, like sexist, yucky thing to me. And then I met Mick Foley. I talked to him for 10 minutes about feminism, and he held my hands and looked into my eyes.
Yeah.
It was so amazing.
That's a Mick again.
Yeah,
is
like
another
that's Mick.
One. Yeah,
he'll
like
do that.
I love how I say Mick. Like, yeah, my buddy Mick.
Me and
my
buddy
the guy
Mick
three times.
He's like a human teddy bear.
Yeah, but he's the reputation of like the person's work ethic or their ethos or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, deservedly.
Considering
yeah.
that he's taken more punishment to his body than any other person who's probably currently alive.
Yeah. He did in Japan what's called death matches. And it sounds exactly like what you're thinking. Like,
yeah,
they replace...
They fully will bleed and lose items from
yeah.
their bodies easily.
Items.
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, even in WWE, one time his tooth came out his nose.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
It's pretty...
Yeah, it's pretty violent. So wrestling's fake, like, until it isn't.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's still real to me, goddamn.
Oh, I love that guy. I want my dream, I have
I have
like,
to put that little... in a link, like, that it's still real to
yes.
me guy, just to give everybody an idea of what that's all about.
I think that guy got a web redemption on Tosh, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Nice.
He might have. I can't remember if he... I remember him being on Tosh, but I can't remember if he got a web redemption or not, but I think he might have. And
well,
I was like...
Validation, finally.
Yeah, finally.
He's a good man. Believes in it, you
he
know?
He believes in it. My favorite... it was what we were talking about before. Like, my favorite thing or, like, questions that I get asked, like, when people are like, oh, you're a professional wrestler? Ugh, you is at Jello.
Stop real.
Yeah, or, like, yeah, like, oh, why wouldn't you do something that's real? I'm like, well, that was a real knee surgery that I had twice, and that was a real, like, surgery that my, like, those are real screws in my trainer's hand, and that's a real ACL, like, repairing surgery that, like, I could rhyme off a litany
yeah.
of people that I know that have blown out their ACLs and
yeah,
had surgery.
Yeah.
But it's fake.
But it's fake. No, it's like... Fake.
But, like, the real athleticism involved is, like, yeah. outstanding.
I mean, like, ballet, they didn't just improvise that shit, right? Like, that, they yeah. planned the dance. They still busted up their feet. Like, yeah. it's still really hard work.
Yeah. I find it... bothersome that, like, well, you go to a movie knowing it's predetermined, but you don't say, like, this movie's fake. Like, no. Like, it's
kind of part of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's entertainment. We're telling you a story. Like, yeah. it's live stunt theater. Just enjoy yeah. it.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know? I love it.
And if there is, like a yeah. through narrative, like, lucky fucking you that you, there's some good writers took the time to, like, sit down and, like, craft a storyline for these characters.
Yeah. yeah.
Like,
and it's so easy to tell the difference between a good one and a bad one, right? Like, and the audience doesn't lie about those kinds of things.
No.
Like, the things that people don't like, they're very clear about it.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon doesn't always care that nobody likes something. she's not allowed to say anything about this. But I don't have to keep my mouth shut. No, he's, you know, he's obviously a genius, but he's also made some pretty big mistakes in time.
Of course, yeah.
But yeah,
over a long-running empire, like, you're gonna have some ups and downs.
There's gonna be some snaps.
He's a mogul, he's a magnet. Like, he's not a dum-dum, but, you know, mm-hmm. like, when you're that powerful, you get to make mistakes, and then when they don't work out, you're like, eh, whatever. But that might be someone's whole career, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Like, oh no, I had to, there's like this new character on, I think, NXT who's just like a gay stereotype, which is like really bad. Like, hang on, guys, 2017, come on. People are still uncomfortable about that whole Goldust thing. Like,
that was a little bit more an interesting time.
Yeah. You said something earlier that, like, there was like the heels and the faces or whatever, and it's like, oh, it's not even as clear anymore now. Like, do yeah. you find characters are getting written with like more nuance? Like, dare I say, multifaceted characters?
Well, that was kind of what got me off on AJ Styles'
right.
rant was because, like, he's a heel, technically speaking. But, like I said, like, talent transcends so much stuff, and mm-hmm. everybody knows, like, he's the best. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a concerted argument that to be made that he is top five.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
this
people...
Man
I love AJ Styles so much. He's so good.
Yeah. So, and fans recognize that. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for fans, I guess, to boo the guy because,
yeah, right.
you know what I mean? Because it's like, no. Like,
you come out in a Dracula cape, like, bleh, I'm a bad guy. They'd be like, I love you.
So, like, he can do no wrong.
Yeah.
He legitimately has soccer mom hair, and it's still...
It's so shiny and beautiful.
Awesome.
I never really thought of it that way. I was kind of like, that's such a goofy haircut, but it looks good on him somehow.
Somehow. Like, how do you do it, AJ Styles?
That perfect little scraggly heel beard. I love it so much.
That yeah. was a joke between a friend of mine and I. Like, when he was still in TNA,
yeah.
you could always tell heel AJ from babyface AJ by
beard
and chest hair.
He stops waxing his chest if it's so silly. Like, the obvious difference. Like,
oh,
his
so
match
funny.
With Shinsuke in Japan, you can see, like, that it is growing in because they're, like, kind of both wrestling as both heel and face at the
yeah.
same time, so it's like, it's just like watch two masters at work, right?
Mm,
but
yeah.
No, I love
that's so funny.
I love seeing like Bobby Roode is such a heel, right? Like,
oh,
he's
Bobby
the
Roode
perfect,
is another one.
He's like a are you familiar with Ric Flair, Chris?
Yes.
Okay, so he's a little bit like a Ric Flair, Gorgeous George type, like coming out in the sequin robe, like
yeah.
I am so amazing, I'm beautiful, you love me,
yeah,
eat my butt, I'm
yeah.
the coolest dude.
And, he knows, and like his character's like he knows he's the best.
And
you hate me because you hate me.
Yeah.
Like,
and the theme song is just glorious. So, like, and he had, like, a full, at the NXT TakeOver in Toronto, he had, like,
a full
like,
choir.
Youth choir singing for him, like, glorious domination.
Oh, my God.
It's
yeah.
so beautiful. You would love this
intro.
I adore
the theater of it, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like it's a different kind of a musical, basically.
I don't think that was... he didn't fight Shinsuke Nakamura at that match, I don't
that
think.
That was Ty Dillinger.
It was Ty Dillinger, who's also a Canadian boy, I believe.
They're both from...
Bobby's Canadian, and Kevin Owens... Yeah, there's a lot of Canadians.
Yeah. Killing
and,
it right now.
They're
it's
just
awesome.
Doing it up. Everybody from like Northern Ontario is just slaughtering.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's, and then Shinsuke comes out and he's got like 80 different violin players playing his like, his pretty kind of almost racist-y sounding like beautiful reedy Japanese
yeah.
violins. Kind of, he's so strong and amazing. I love him.
He's
so beautiful.
Dude,
he's Michael Jackson-y, really.
He
like,
is.
Just
yeah.
leather and shiny and like,
yeah.
oh. So cool.
When I was in Japan, I was fortunate enough to get to see him like, wrestle for New Japan Live. Amazing. And then I lucked into a ticket for his last match in New Japan. And I only say it because, like, the Japanese fans are so... Like I said, like, it's still real to them, damn it.
Like, yeah, it's almost like they're watching golf sometimes, because they can be, like, a very silent crowd.
It's very, yeah, they get fired up at the right moments, though. Yeah. And then, like, when a match is really good, like, it's the same as, like, kind of a North American crowd, where they're, like, super into it, and they're yelling, totally. And, like, but it's almost like the fans build with the show.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They're and it's just the right time.
They merge, like, the... To quote, like, Pete Holmes, who's a comedian that I like, where it's like when the performer and the audience becomes one, that's the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
The relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's cool. So I was fortunate enough to be there for his last, like, he was in the main event and there was a big 10-man tag and everything. And he came out last, like all the other, you know, wrestlers came out first and then he came out last. And there was such, like, before his music hit, there was such a, like, palpable energy in the room, and then everybody, so they were handed, because everyone knew it was his last match, because they're big on, like, farewells in Japan,
right?
So they handed out signs at the, when you walked in, like, you give your ticket, and they're handing out signs that on the one side said Yao, and then that's his, like, catchphrase kind of thing or whatever, and then on the other side it said Yao in Japanese. So just before he came out, everybody, like, it was, a Corkin was a sea of red, because everyone just had their signs up, and started, before his music started, they started chanting, Shinsuke, Shinsuke, and it was nuts, like, it was so nuts.
I know, I bet being in the crowd of that felt so amazing.
It was,
I love him so much, too.
It was, like,
nothing you've ever seen before.
I've, like, it's a memory from Japan that, like, that's, like, I'll be 90 years old, I won't remember my own name, but I'll be like, man, that was rad, Corkin. Like, it was the coolest thing ever. And then when his music hit, like, it was just, like, it was nuts. And he came out and he's doing his fucking, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
He vibrates a lot. It's really cute.
Yeah, it's, because he is actually the hugest Michael Jackson, like, fangirls for Michael Jackson.
He's
and
a
you
Michael
can
Jackson
tell.
Mark.
Like, yeah.
Using the lingo.
Totally. Yeah, like, and you can tell, like, just through his mannerisms and stuff, but, like, that's a testament, again, to, like, how good he is, because he's taken something from, like, outside of wrestling and turned it into something that is so rad within the context of wrestling that it's just, you know, again, another guy that, like, he can do no wrong.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Like, he's,
those are my three faves, basically, that are wrestling right now are Shinsuke, AJ, and Bobby Roode. I just like Bobby's personality. Like, he's so funny.
Yeah.
He, like, he's such a
he's
funny
sarcastic
guy.
And
he has, like, and when Shinsuke said he looked like a Shiba Inu, I was like, oh, he does. He looks exactly like a Shiba Inu puppy. He's got this kind of, like, boxy, squinty face where he's just kind of like, meh. Yeah. My robe's the shiniest. It's my favorite. It just says glorious on the back. And then his little booty shorts just say glorious on them, too. He's just the most glorious. The fucked up thing, his real name is Robert Roode Jr.
Yeah.
Like, his real name is Bobby Roode.
And that his father was also named that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, please. My father is Robert Roode Jr.
Please call me Bobby.
Please call me Bobby Roode. Yeah, R-O-O-D-E.
Yeah.
That's his, Because there was Ravishing Rick Roode from, like, the
80s. Yeah.
But that was R-U-D-E. So this guy's real name is R-O-O-D-E.
Roode. That's really wild.
Hello, I'm Robert Roode.
It sounds like a Bond villain, right?
It's ridiculous
that
that's his real name and he didn't have to change it for wrestling. Like, that's incredible. It's to be, like, being born with the name Hulk Hogan. Instead of Terry Bollea, which is way less of a cool name.
Yeah. I get yelled at all the time. Because when I started wrestling, I changed my name. And people find out, like, my real name is Cat Power, and they're like,
how could you do that?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That was it. That is the name you were born into.
I had two choices, bounty hunter or wrestler. I chose.
Or, like, indie musician, I guess.
So I hate that, though, because that's not even her real name.
The two of you
and
should
I don't
write.
Like her music.
The two of you should
go on record. I don't care.
You're the real Cat Power. Because
yeah.
You were born with that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cat Power, the challenge is on.
Called out here on this podcast.
Yes, called out
absolutely.
Here on the podcast.
Your cover of Sea of Love is derivative and not that good.
I agree, even though I've never heard it. Because I refuse to listen to her
crappy. It's on the Juno soundtrack.
That should tell you something.
Oh, man. I'm so jazzed about wrestling now. I just want to watch 100 hours of it. Man. It's so good.
Do you have, like, so, like, going back to, like, everyone's kind of got their character and their backstory and stuff. Yeah. Like, how... I don't even know how it works. Like, do you have a thing that you want to be, like, a way that you present a character, or is it something that you get things written into things for you if you join a certain group? I don't know what question I'm asking.
Yeah, like, yeah, what... no, I get it. Like, how...
Where does the,
like,
gimmick come from?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. So, I mean, if you work for, like, a company like WWE because mm-hmm. they have a writing staff,
yes,
they okay. might be, they might they have
cast
someone
you as something or whatever.
Kind of, like, mm-hmm. they would more or less have an idea, like, talking about Eric Young, the group that he's in right now is called Sanity, so there's Eric Young,
Nikki Cross,
who is fucking awesome.
She's great, she's Scottish.
Yeah.
She's cute as hell.
Again, like, another person, like, I can't speak highly enough to their
just,
character.
Yeah, like, I could just, like, pick her up and snuggle her all day. Yeah, she's the cutest little thing I ever saw.
She's one of the hardest working people I know, like, in this business. She's, and again, a good person. Weird.
She's got this thing where she bites the ropes. Yeah. And it's just like, ah! Yeah. She looks like a little attack, like, Pekingese or something yeah. like that.
She's awesome.
She might actually be very large, but she's, like, with these giant dudes all
no,
the time.
She is
she's
5 foot one, I think. Like, she's, oh like, I'll put her in my pie. She's my little Mogwai. Shout out to my little
don't
Mogwai.
Don't feed her after midnight.
pretty much, yeah. Scottish Which is hilarious. Get,
oh, you gave her a deep fried Mars bar. She's going to kick someone's teeth in.
She's going to kick some ass and then slam a Guinness. So the idea for that group had been an idea that Triple H had for like 10 years. And never had the right guy to be, like, the face of the group.
Okay.
And then Eric Young signed with NXT and WWE, and he was like, you're my guy. Like, I've had this idea, and then, like, put him in the forefront.
You got the weird beard I need, Eric Young.
Yeah.
You Daniel Bryan didn't have the right weird beard. Didn't have the right weird beard, Daniel Bryan. It's got to be you, Eric Young.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. I just like that from, like, a writing perspective in general, where it's just like, I've got all these cool ideas and I'm just waiting for, like, the perfect match.
Right. So for someone like me, like, on the indies, like, you're pretty, like, I'm in charge of, like, my own sort of gimmick story, like, whatever you want to call it. It's only in the last, like, it's only since I went to Japan that I kind of found my character.
You went to Japan and found yourself.
Kinda. Like, as cheesy. No. Spoiler alert, I'm super cheesy.
I love it. I had to travel to really get, like, my own, like,
sweet.
Okay. Songwriting style, basically. So, like, it's sometimes you get out of your comfort zone and figure out a little bit more.
I think, like, if you travel or you, like, get different perspectives, like, you get confidence in yourself, too, mm-hmm. which is, like, kind of important, especially, like, in something like wrestling. Because if you go out and it's like watching, like, an actor, like, if, like, Matthew McConaughey hadn't, like, gone, like, full throttle with, like,
his
the character
thing.
With the character, you know, in, Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Then he might not have won an Oscar if he was just kind of like,
I'll just sit over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, when someone actually has the confidence to truly, like, they have so much confidence in themselves that they can lose themselves in a role and fully commit to it or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So it was one of those, like, going to Japan, I was like, well, maybe I am okay. And then you just get confidence and you kind of figure out,
cool,
like, what your sort of character, like, what your kind of trying to portray
mm-hmm. Can you share with us what you're what's coming along for you?
It's more like it's funny because I was always like I wrestled aggressively, like I don't mean this, you know, to like kind of gender role or anything, but like I wrestle kind of like a guy because I was trained by all guys, so like that's kind of the difference of, you know, how certain people attack the sport, I guess.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I
imagine there's far fewer women who work as trainers than there are men.
Actually, one of the, like, there's two of the head trainers at NXT are females.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they're probably two of the best, like, not just female wrestlers, like, they're two of the best wrestlers, like,
who
in the world.
Who is it right now?
Sarah Amato, she wrestled as Sarah Del Rey.
Okay.
She was the top female wrestler for, like, by far.
Cool.
And then she was specifically hired by WWE to train people, not just train the girls.
Oh, cool.
Like, she is a trainer.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
You know what I mean? And it's rad. And then also Sarah Stock, who's actually from Winnipeg.
So many Canadian wrestlers.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. Like, you think, like, back in the day or whatever, you're like, oh, yeah, Chris Jericho, like, Finn. Or, like,
the Hart family.
Or, like, the Harts, yeah, or, like, Edge and Christian, like,
yeah,
you know, but, like, now, like, there's so many.
I didn't realize we had so many beautiful blonde boys that came from here. It's, like, Edge, yeah. Christian, and Chris Jericho.
Really? Right? Like,
such sweet, on, sweet babies. They're pretty funny looking in the late, or the early 2000s, so God bless.
Didn't we all, though?
That beautiful, beautiful, long-ass hair.
Those long locks. I'm not, and you know what's really funny is, like, I'm a fan of the man bun.
Oh, yeah.
I find it, like, I find it very attractive.
I like it.
Don't take it down.
Don't take it down.
Because then
keep doing it.
Just keep that man bun tight. Like,
keep those man buns tight, and keep the man bun tight, and then we can talk.
Yeah. That's just, yeah, I'm a fan of, like, I don't want to see, like, long, like, I don't think your hair should be longer than mine.
Okay.
If we're dating.
I would have a hard time finding anybody with shorter hair than me, I think, no matter
that's
the gender.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't have that role, but you have long, beautiful hair, so. I feel like, Chris Jericho, he's got it back down to a short, but he has that gross little mustache right now.
I love the gross little mustache. Because, again, like, Chris Jericho's another one, like, he can do no wrong.
It's
like,
such a
he just gets everything over, and it's awesome. He's wearing scarves, and it's amazing. Like, it's just, seriously.
He's making,
like,
scarves
he's,
work.
He's make, like, it started out as one, and then now he wears two, just because, like, why not?
Just go a little extra. Why wouldn't you? Yeah, a little extra every time.
Yeah. He's going the extra mile, and, like, it's, yeah. He can do no wrong. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
Oh, man. You were talking about trainers. And, like,
oh, my God.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry, you got trained by aggressive dudes.
Yeah, like, it's because, I mean, it's funny because, like, in the era of where they were hiring models instead of wrestlers.
Yeah.
It was hard being an independent female wrestler because you had to basically be a model.
Right.
They weren't hiring wrestlers, and you had to kind of look a certain way, or, like, they felt you needed to look a certain way.
Right.
And it was just the business model at the time. I'm like, that's fine. But it's hilarious because, like, I tried being, like, I look back on it now and I'm like, oh.
I gotta get that butterfly
that's
belt.
So gross. Like, I'm not, like, I'm, and for as athletic as Trish Stratus was, she was, you know, she was gorgeous. Like, she was a bombshell.
Right.
I'm not that.
Like, you don't have
at all.
Yeah, that doesn't doesn't feel right for your.
No, really. And, like, I tried poorly, but I tried. And it's just, yeah, like, it's just not me. So I feel like it's kind of a standard in wrestling, but, like, the best character is yourself, like, just really, really amped up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you almost kind of got to parody a part of your own personality, where, like, I always joke around, like, my character is how I wish I could be, like, in real life.
Oh, cool.
And I just get to be that as a performance, you know, and, like, I get it out that way, I guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, because, like, it's one of those things, like, Nicole Matthews around here kind of broke the standard around here. Like, nobody questions her wrestling a guy. Like, she just actually won the ECCW, like, not the women's belt, but, like,
the belt.
Company belt.
Cool.
For the third time.
Wow.
And it's, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I would,
like,
really
fuck,
love
yeah.
to see more cross-gender matches. That would be really enjoyable for
well,
me.
Well, yeah. That's the, my point, like, is because she, there weren't a lot of girls around here.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for her, like, there was no one for her to really wrestle until I came along. But it's cool because, again, like, now I get to wrestle guys. Because
she kind of,
because,
like,
she broke
bit,
that
yeah.
standard around
right.
here. And, again, nobody questions it because of how my character is and, like, how I wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're kind of letting your actual like skills and
yeah, it's not if like, it's not a male female thing. Yeah. It's not like an intergender match. Right. It's a wrestling match.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and that's how it's treated at ECCW.
That's
and
awesome.
And it's rad.
And that's like, make it a priority to like go into these matches.
Yeah, company culture or whatever is like pretty cool in that way.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like it's incredible. And like again, when I kind of came to Vancouver and started wrestling, it was kind of a natural thing that like Nicole Matthews and I were to wrestle, and we feuded for a year. And we had what's called a no-holds-barred match,
mm-hmm.
Which is, like, there's no rules. Like, it's just everything out the window, like...
Fuck each other right up.
Pretty much, yeah, like, pretty much, like, no-holds-barred, like, balloon, street stairs, fight, no disqualifications, whatever. Like, that kind of thing.
Can you bite?
Yeah. You can. Well, Tony Baroni was biting last night, so I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds very made up as a name.
I cannot confirm nor deny whether or not Tony Baroni is a made up name.
Tony Pepperoni.
So, again, it just speaks to our fan base too. But like when the match for between Nicole and I was announced, like as No Holds Barred, like it was just her and I on the poster, and whoever I forget who did the poster art for like this particular show, but like they crushed it. Right. In my personal opinion, like it's one of my favorite posters, not because my face is on it.
I mean that helps. Because
I hate pictures of myself. I'm not even lying to you. But like just how they did the artwork and everything, it was pretty amazing. And like mm-hmm. her and I were the only two on the poster. And again, like we get, you know, I mean we get fans regardless, but like we sold out that night and like mm-hmm. sold out like to the hilt.
Right.
And
on.
It was so cool. Really cool because it's two girls on and again, like not like it's just it speaks to like where how far we've come.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I understand. You know? So like you like the poster because it wasn't like branded as like it's the women's match.
Yeah, like it's, we like, were
boxing,
like
boxing.
Yeah,
these are
like,
the two fucking awesome wrestlers have been doing this whole time, yeah. And now they're gonna finally
maybe they'll yeah. kiss or something like that.
But yeah, like it's one of those like.
But they yeah. didn't do that, which is great to hear.
Yeah, it was rad, and like and fans were like, "Fuck yes!" Like we're gonna see this awesome. We're gonna see these two wrestlers like. Mm-hmm. Work their asses off and mm-hmm. and it's one of my favorite it's probably my top three favorite matches I've ever cool. had.
That's awesome. When did that happen?
That was March. No, it wasn't March. I'm sorry. I think it was August or July previously.
Oh, so it's the summer of this last year?
No, 1 year ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like maybe spring.
Cool.
I'll have to check. I'll let you.
I'll let figure you it out. Yeah. I'm sure I can find
it's
it.
It's on YouTube.
Oh,
so if you Google
link into all this, yeah. This is great.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
But yeah, it was just it was really really cool to share that like with her because like she's accomplished so much around here and like again, she's helped me like step my shit up. Like talking about like confidence and mm-hmm, stuff. Like mm-hmm. that girl has given me so much confidence in this business just like from working with her and like. You know, it's, yeah, like, it's, I don't know, it speaks to her as a worker, too, that, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she's just like, yeah, fuck it, like, let's just have fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, it's not, like, there's no pressure, and, like, I think we've worked with each other so many times, like, we just have really, really, like, she's one of the people I have, like, probably my best chemistry with.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, when we don't feel like we're on, mm-hmm. like, if we have, you know, it's still... a good match, you know, like, it's still...
It's two very competent people coming together and doing yeah. what they like to do.
Exactly, so. And it's two people, like, that trust each other as well, mm-hmm. like, there's no, you know what I mean?
Super
like,
important.
Yeah, especially with what we do.
My wife has been into wrestling, like, her whole entire life, and I kind of, like I was saying earlier, like, I kind of come back into it every now and again, like, I was yeah. saying the Attitude Era with China and stuff and how it bummed yeah. me out that, like, people were just so nasty about, like, a woman who's big and muscly.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
like, I want to be that. I want to be, like, a giant Xena warrior princess
yeah,
type.
Absolutely.
Type big muscly babe.
Yeah.
So, lift weights, right? Like, that's a good way to get there. I wanted to be a wrestler, but then Tessa was like, Katie, you don't like getting hurt. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I really don't, so I probably shouldn't wrestle.
I don't like getting like, injured.
Why did you hit me? I thought we were friends.
And hilariously... the harder you hit someone, the better friends you are.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay, Nicole and I smash each other.
Oh yeah, like, I just like go to town, right? But I always, every time we watch a match that's like really intense and you can tell like the like there's a lot of collaboration going on, I'll turn to Tess and be like, I bet they're best friends off the mat, right? She's like, they probably are, like with AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels, who I think are actually best friends.
It was there's a group of them. Samoa Joe's
so good.
He is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
He is. So AJ Styles' moniker is the phenomenal AJ Styles. It's always funny when I use that term.
It's just these are all really good wrestlers who we're bringing up. But, but they're all people that the reason that I'm interested in these people is because they were all on TNA during a time that I got back into it. So in like 2012, 2013, I started really aggressively watching a lot of TNA and total nonstop action, not tits and ass.
I didn't know that part.
Okay, cool. And but all of the people that I was really into then are now. Yeah. Are now at NXT or now at WWE, which is great because all of these people I really like now are getting work again because unfortunately TNA pretty much like their TV side folded. So basically, it's just too bad because there's so many great people wrestling there, and Samoa Joe has made it over. And
Samoa Joe, AJ, Christopher Daniels, and Frankie Kazarian were kind of like the four
Musketeers.
Like the four horsemen or the four whatever of TNA. Like cool. They came up like through the independent scene together and then all, you know, went to TNA together and just wrestled each other a bazillion times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
so they've got
tons of sleepovers and
stickers.
Yeah. And so they're best buds.
But that same kind of experience of like you work so closely with someone that you start to really develop that trust and the great like probably lots of like nonverbal communication and just being able to like really flow together to make something cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's few people that I have that kind of like rapport. You said, like nonverbal communication, like chemistry with, where like Nicole Matthews and I feel like because we've wrestled each other so much and like we kind of know each other's dynamic or like skill sets or like whatever, or like what each other likes to do.
Right.
And it's one of those things where it's like if someone were to come up to us and be like, "Follow, we need you to go out there and do a 10-minute match in like 2 minutes, like right now," we'd be like, "Okay, cool." So we'll do the stuff and the things with the guy in the shirts always wearing hats. Like, that's... right?
Sounds good. Let's
just
do
get
it.
Just get there. Okay, great. Cool. Like, and it's... and
you smashed my face into the turnbuckle 4 times.
Yeah, and it's not... and I mean, it's not a testament to, like... to me specifically. It's just a testament to, like, the chemistry that her and I both have. Or,
that's
like,
so
the
awesome.
Rapport that her and I both have. And again, like, I can't really speak highly enough of her. Like, she's one of the best wrestlers, like, in North America.
That's so awesome.
That's so fantastic. Yeah. It sounds like it's a real, like, little family kind of thing over there.
Yeah, like, I have a crew of people, like, that, they're like, not to sound like, I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna come off super, super not cool, but they're
you
like
you have
my...
all these pop-ups about I'm cheesy, and I like your earnesty a lot. Like
your earnesty?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Earnestness.
Your earnestness.
Earnestness and honesty. That's, earnesty.
That's,
I like it.
That's what I meant.
That's perfect.
I always joke, that, like, because I feel like my character's kind of cool. Like, I wear face paint and scream. And
that's pretty cool.
And I hit real hard, so, like, that's, I don't know, people
like
sometimes...
a banshee.
But you're like, oh, no, I have a tender heart inside. Don't tell anybody.
Well,
because,
now that I care about stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of letting people in. Like, oh, what? Cat Power has feelings?
Don't let anybody know about that poster AJ Styles above my bed.
Midnight Babs. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, definitely kiss. Seriously, AJ, I don't really have it yet.
Yes, I do.
I just really like, I know, I really like the idea of, like, not calling it an intergender match and stuff and, like, getting to that point, but even, I don't think we're there yet, and so to that end, I think it's really wonderful seeing, like, women coming up more and taking up more space in wrestling matches and wrestling promotions, because, like, when Charlotte, who is Ric Flair's daughter, fought... I just blanked. Is it Bayley? She fought Bayley a few weeks ago, and it was just, like, an absolutely...
That was a war.
Unending match. Like, they, the two of them went so hard at it and just, like, absolutely, like, left it all on the mat, right? Yeah. And so it's not, like,
Yeah, it's not bra no more and slap panties. Fighting. It's not a pillow yeah. fight. It's
no, it's real. And there's we were talking about luchadors and in LA mm-hmm. there's a new promotion that's being run by Robert Rodriguez, the director of Spy Kids and Mariachi. Yeah, yeah. It's called
Lucha Underground,
and it's so good. Like, it's really fun to watch.
It's fantastic because it's an alternative, but like, it's a cool alternative.
Oh yeah, and it's amazing high flying stuff. Like, there's a lot of more like lighter weight wrestlers, so they do a lot more acrobatics and things. Mm-hmm. And there's a woman who is named Sexy Star, not a great name, but she is a hell of a wrestler, and she wrestles men all the time. Like mm-hmm. she wrestled. A Guerrero, I think. I don't remember which Guerrero, but that's a big deal. Like, that's a major wrestling family. So she just, like, she wiped the floor with him, too. Like, it was really satisfying to watch.
Yeah, and again, like, nobody questions it. Like, it's just, because I think people are just respectful more of, like, the performance.
Yeah.
And the hard work at this point, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's a testament to these girls that, like, like Nicole, who won the belt like 3 times. Like, it's like, yep. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's a name. Like, it's, you know, you have like your Scotty Max, your Bishops, and like your Artemis Spencers and stuff. And like, you can mention who are all like champions, like mm-hmm. in the company. And you can mention her name, and it's,
like, all the same.
It's all the same, yeah. And it's cool. Or
no,
like,
qualifiers.
Yeah, and it's cool, I think, too, because, like, you know, talking about, like, Charlotte and Bailey having the match and whatever, I feel like the arrival of, like, this era of women's wrestling happened at WrestleMania last year with the triple threat, the new belt, because that triple threat match was insane. Like, it was pretty, and like, to have those three girls. So there's Charlotte, who is Ric Flair's daughter.
She's like real powerful looking.
Yeah. Like, and like, she's her father's daughter. Like, she's an incredible worker.
Cool.
Sasha
she's a
Banks.
Real sassy heel. Just a real smarmy motherfucker, basically.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She knows who the fuck she is.
She'll sneer your actual face off.
That's
basically.
Literally, like,
I have a crush on her now immediately.
It's, seriously, like, I didn't think anyone had a better resting bitch face than Scarlett O'Hara. But goddamn, Charlotte is phenomenal. Like, well done.
Well done. So it was Charlotte, and
Sasha Banks, and Becky Lynch.
Okay.
And it was, I believe the WrestleMania prior, there was no, I don't know if, I can't even remember if there was, like, a featured women's match, or if it was, like, a mixed tag thing, because I can't quite remember. Like, I don't think that the women were featured very prominently.
Okay.
There's probably going to be a lot of people that are going to be like, actually?
don't email us.
But,
don't at us.
Never talk to us.
Don't ever talk to us, ever.
We don't care if you're right.
But follow me on Twitter.
Please.
So the following year, you have these three girls wrestling for not the Divas Championship, but the Women's Championship.
Nice.
Like, it's such a cool thing.
Cool.
And I think, and they killed it. Like, they worked really, really hard. And you can tell.
They probably knew what the stakes were, kind of. It was
and
like, this has to stop.
It has to stick. Yeah, like,
yeah.
This has to stop the show. You know, and it's...
We can't go back to the butterfly belt.
Never. It's not. That's not okay.
Butterflies on it.
That is so cool, though, to, like, witness the evolution of this thing, like, in real time, and that you're part of it, in a way. Like, tangentially, like, you're coming up in that, like, the more of the independent stuff, like, it's really neat. You're gonna... There's a stage that's being set for you to maybe go into some of the bigger league stuff that, like, you will be respected and your work will be treated.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, like my goal...
I have aspirations.
Thank you.
Just projecting them right away.
Well, my goal, I mean, when I started wrestling, like, my goal was WWE. I did, like, I took a break for a while, and when I came here, I just decided, like, you know what, I'm gonna do this for fun. I'm gonna pursue, like, other stuff. I was looking into, like, stunt acting, because I figured...
Cool.
You know,
all the movie stuff in Vancouver. And...
Yeah, and I mean, I'm a pro wrestler, like, I can, like...
Take a bump.
Yeah, and, like, we're trained to do live stunt acting in one take.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it's, like, it's beneficial to have a professional wrestler. Like, Chelsea Green, she's, Laurel Van Ness on Impact Wrestling.
Okay.
Like, she's done stunts and stuff around here, and, like, cool. she's yeah, used like her wrestling background to get, yeah. But then my friends were like, just come back.
Come on.
Just have fun. Yeah, it was literally like a, come on.
Let's twist my rubber arm.
Yeah, but I didn't know.
Put me in an arm bar, why don't you?
Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm just going to hang out, guys. Like, I got other stuff on the go. And then I attended Ballroom Brawl 2 in Vancouver at the Commodore Ballroom. It was mm-hmm. the second one. It was sold out. My friends were in the main event, and, I remember, the end of the show being like, fuck.
Just when I think and I'm out.
Yeah. And then, like, I made the call, and I was like, natural. Back. Like, no, I'm just kidding. Totally didn't go down that way. Yeah. But still, it like was that. When it, yeah, like, it was seeing
I'm
that,
too
like,
old for this shit. But
pretty much. Like, I got three days to retirement. Like, no, you don't. Shut up.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And especially, like, what you were talking about at the beginning, the Vancouver crowds being so good. Like, that must be just like, how can I fucking resist this? Like, this is great.
Especially, like, it was our biggest show of the year. Mm-hmm. And like I said, like, Vancouver crowds, you're just like, oh, come on. This is awesome.
I feel like it's almost more intense here because it can be condensed because it's a small promotion relative to, like, WWE, right? Like, if you get, like a 1,200 seat is, like, a big night
big
for you guys.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
And that means, like, the people who like wrestling in Vancouver have to really like it because this is not the kind of city that, like, it's going to come off classist if I say it that way, but it's kind of like, you know, car racing and stuff like that. Car racing and wrestling tend to be popular in the same kind of places, like in the southern U.S. and in the Midwest and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And here it's like, oh, we're too intellectual for wrestling. So, like, I don't think that, like, the WWE stuff sells out too much when it comes here, if it ever does. Like, I know they had an event in Abbotsford or something, or they're planning one or something like that.
Yeah,
it's not
happened in the start of February.
But it's not common. Like, it doesn't get, they don't come here very often because, like, there is a very, but so who does like it really likes it, and they don't have many outlets for it, so
it's funny too because, like, we always say when talking about ECCW, we, like, our fan base, they're not wrestling fans, mm-hmm. they're ECCW fans. Cool. And that's a huge difference, and it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, awesome. They're not going home watching, like, not, I don't mean none of them, but, like, you know, the vast majority of people that come to see us are coming to see our brand.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
They're coming to get, like, the RC Cola of WWE.
No,
they want specifically
ECCW. They specifically want to see, like, Artem Spencer, Tony Baroni, Alex Plexus,
Pepperoni. I decided to start calling him.
That's why he'll love it.
Well, I mean, I've been seeing the Bollywood boys pop up on NXT occasionally,
which is phenomenal.
Really cool, because they're originally, are they still in ECCW, or?
No, they're signed with NXT.
Oh,
they've
that's
been
exciting.
Signed for, like,
I just
a
haven't
year.
Seen them wrestle much yet. They kind of, like, had to go out and just job a bit, but they're so handsome.
Yeah, and they're
just nice boys from here.
Yeah, and it's cool that
they used to be the butter chicken boys.
Yes, exactly. Like, they're homegrown ECCW, and now, like, where they're at, and, like, Emma too. Not a lot of people know, like, Emma was, or Emmalina or whatever she is now.
Whatever she has to be.
Sorry,
now.
Yeah, but Emma on WWE. Mm-hmm. She started in ECCW as well.
Wow.
Becky Lynch started in, not started, but, like, she came here and worked for ECCW.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a picture they keep showing of her with this pink belt with, like, a big silver plate on it, and it was, like, Velcroed, and it was, I think it was called at the time the Supergirls title.
Oh no.
But then they restrapped it, and, like, that is the belt that she's showing is now the ECCW women's title.
Okay.
Which is, like, every time I see it, I'm like, nah, Supergirls belt.
Improvements have been made.
Concerted effort has been made.
Yes.
But yeah, like, it's kind of you know, and a testament to, like, Nicole Matthews as well. Like, she's traveled. She's a former Shimmer champion,
mm-hmm.
which, like, Sarah Del Rey was the first Shimmer champion. And, I mean, Mercedes Martinez is the current champion. Like, it's just, it's a really, really cool thing.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so it's just, Vancouver used to be known as, like, the black hole of wrestling because you're so, it's the Pacific Northwest. You're, like you said, like, WWE doesn't really come here.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, a lot of people were just like, eh, I'll just wrestle around here and it's fine. Like, no, people are branching out and getting opportunities, mm-hmm. and it's becoming a territory that's relevant.
Cool.
I like the almost like a democratization of different, because like the WWE is obviously it amalgamates all in its path in some way. So like it sucked up, you know, WCW and right. et cetera, et cetera. Like it just took on all the other, it's like pillaged everyone from TNA. I'm having real trouble with words today. There's so many acronyms to remember. So and, but like the independent stuff is still thriving. Like yeah. I guess, I don't know how independent Ring of Honor is, but like, but, and yeah. the Shimmer and ECCW, yeah. and it's just like, there's independent circuits all over, and mm-hmm. I like the idea that those things are thriving in their own way. Obviously, you can't, like, pay every bill with independent wrestling.
Of course. But... well, there are, like, honestly, like, there are a cluster of guys that, like, that is their job,
yeah.
and they're not signed by a major company.
Wow.
Like, Colt Cabana.
I love him.
Yeah, Colt's so awesome. He's cool, and, like... He gets a lot of money through his podcast and everything, but, yeah. like,
he isn't... How do you make money on a podcast?
I'm just asking for a friend.
I'm asking for a friend.
Sorry.
That's okay. But, like, he has so many, you know, he has such a vast, you know, listenership, yeah. and, you know, and he wrestles really frequently, and, like, you know, he just, that's how he pays his bills, and he makes a living, a really good living doing it.
Cool.
The Young Bucks... They, you know what I mean? Like, this is their job. So, it's Kenny Omega. Like, it's really, really cool
He was on that same match that Shinsuke and AJ were fighting. He's got the greatest hair.
He's awesome.
A handsome boy, too. They're all good-looking
he's
boys.
He's also from Winnipeg.
I'm such an aunt. You know, they're just such handsome boys.
Handsome boys.
Yes, I love that fresh, scrubby AJ Styles. He's just so handsome and corn-fed.
You just want to make him a casserole.
I do. Seriously.
Frito pie.
Yeah, exactly. A walk-in taco or something like that. Give them some tasty, tasty southern cooking.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. How are
so
you doing for
we are just over an hour, so I don't know if there's any other things that you want to, like...
I have questions.
Okay. You do question and answer.
Would it be worth it to take a short break and then come back and do a short
I don't know. I think we could just keep going for a few minutes and see how we feel. Because I don't have to whiz right now or anything. So, do you?
I'm okay.
Okay, cool. How about you? You got the whiz train?
No, I'm good.
Maybe I'll edit that out.
You're no fun. what I was curious about is, like, what, obviously you train, right. but what, like, what do you have to do to, like, stay wrestling ready? And I don't mean, like, your hair and makeup. I mean, like, what do you need to be powerful and strong to throw people around?
It's...
Asking for friends.
It's funny because, I mean, when people first start, training and stuff, they don't really realize, I should preface it, like, some people don't realize, that they should probably start training before they start wrestling training.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more to going into wrestling training than there is just, you know, like any other sport.
Right.
Like, nobody consciously or like willingly throws their back as hard as they can at the ground.
Yeah.
Like on purpose. It's not innately in us as human beings.
It's a horrifying thought.
Yeah. Like we're innately sort of, trained or whatever to like
your body wants to roll up like a pill bug.
Yeah, exactly. Like to brace yourself.
Your training is to like overcome a lot of those natural instincts of self-protection and self-preservation.
Yeah, a huge part of it. Like no one, like again, like no one in a fight feeds their face to get punched in it. Like it's, you know, you have to be very aware and cognizant of like getting over that human instinct of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, not a lot of people can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is you have to make it look natural. You can't be like, you know, it has to
come
be...
Come on, right in the kisser.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it has to be something that, you know, because you're trying to, for all intents and purposes, you're trying to make a fake fight look real. You know, mm-hmm. and so that's a huge part of it. Another part of it is obviously... physical training, like gym training,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to have really good cardio,
mm-hmm.
and regular cardio is completely different than ring cardio.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can think you have the best cardio, like you can run a marathon and that's sweet, but doing a 5-minute match is completely different cardio and you will probably, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not survive. not necessarily. So there's that. You have to have a certain level of body control,
because
you're like when you pick someone up or you're going up for someone, you have to know how to make your body rigid or
floppy or whatever.
Yeah, as the person needs it. Yeah, like, because there's certain things, like, you have to know how to take, you know, take the move correctly so there's no injuries. Mm-hmm.
This sounds really hard.
It's, yeah. It's
sounds like wrestling is very difficult.
It is extremely difficult, but my favorite movie is A League of Their Own.
Sure. Clearly. No crying in wrestling.
That, yeah. And the line that that Tom Hanks says when Gina Davis is like, it just got too hard. He's like, it's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everybody would do it. Mm-hmm. And the hard is what makes it great. So I kind of always equated that to wrestling, where it's like, yeah, this is not a sport built for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, at all. You know. And you can, a lot of people get weeded out fairly quickly.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think I would just be, like, someone there to make people look good, and then I would go away forever. So I just, like, have someone throw me around and be like, hey, thanks, take my $50 and get out of here.
My favorite thing when people start training is, like, when they take their first bump and realize the mat is hard. Mm. And the look on their face, they're like, I thought it was mats. I'm like, well, there's padding underneath.
There's some spring.
What do you think makes that noise?
It's kind of like this. It feels like sort of like
your body hitting a hard thing.
Like falling on the dance floor at the Commodore, probably. It probably feels about the same.
About the same, yeah. Well, it's a little bit, there's a little bit more give. Mm-hmm. But again, like, there's times where, like, you take a bump on the floor.
And it does not feel good.
And it's the worst.
Knocks the wind right out of you.
But you do it because it makes the, you know, it makes things better. It escalates whatever you're trying to tell. So it's, yeah.
Man, I think about the physical demand of it and the punishment that you have to subject your body to, and just like how watching Mick Foley try to walk around now you're like, goddamn, like, who could call it fake?
That's
honestly.
Yeah, I find it really, really funny when people try to get into it. But that's just people's ignorance,
people,
I guess.
People who hate wrestling and think it's stupid, I'm just like, you have never watched it. Like, you've never given it time.
Yeah, yeah, like, you just...
Or you watched a match, like, in the late 80s when people were really on a lot of cocaine and things. So it was, like, hard to enjoy.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's a bit different. Like,
yeah, and it's interesting. And, like, there's interesting characters. And it's topical. Or it's, you know, like, it's...
There's almost a philosophical aspect to it, though, because you really do, like, you're punishing your body. Like, you are hurting yourself for your art, basically.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anything else that makes that kind of physical demand on someone other than, like, other sports, you know? But
yeah, for sure.
But, like, being an actress or something, like, oh, maybe you have to lose weight for a role or gain weight for a role or, like, cry on command or something like that.
Right.
But you don't have to, like, take a steel chair to the back.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. Nine times out of ten.
Or the front.
None of my actor friends are, like... They have stunt people to do that.
Like, okay, cut. Bring in someone who's stronger than you.
Yeah. It's one of those things, like, we just did the Commodore in January, and I did a street fight, like a tag team street fight, and it was myself and Nicole Matthews, actually, against P. Powers and Alex Plexus. It was a Granville street fight. So we pretty much, there was chairs, there was...
Like, you steal high heels off of people waiting in line at the Roxy?
I didn't. Like, it was hilarious because...
I got this drunk girl's handbag I'm going to hit you with or something.
I really, really wanted to hit someone with someone's beer from the front row, but I also didn't want to waste someone's beer, so I thought better of it, and I got hit in the back with a chair anyway.
And did it hurt?
But it, not at the time.
Later it did, though.
Later on, I was like, huh.
So that's what it...
So that's what adrenaline feels like.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, no, it's like, it's an amazing thing to me, and I just really love watching it, so.
Yeah, it's cool when people, like, are respectful of it, I guess, or whatever, because it just, it bothers me, like I said, when people are just like, you know.
Well, it's fake. It'd be like somebody saying to me, like, oh, stand up, you didn't just make that up, your stand up stuff, you wrote that, and you do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah,
of course I did.
Because I wanted it to be good for you. So that you would have a good time.
Yeah.
Like, but I see even other comics say that. They're like, when I was a kid, I just thought they just made it up on the spot.
I just thought,
like,
they walked up there and they started talking,
like,
and it was funny.
The two wrestlers, like, come in and, like, I hate you more, let's fight. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like...
I mean, there's been times where, like, you... Because people are like, oh, how many times, like, do you practice that before? I'm like, you don't.
Yeah.
Like, you don't...
You don't, like, do a run-through, usually.
No, I mean... In certain, like, in Japan, they talk about everything, but I mean, part of it is because of a language barrier, and part of it is because, like, they don't talk among themselves when they're out there.
Okay.
Yeah, like, people have this misconception, like, we get so long to prepare and shit, and it's like, no.
No.
You've walked, like, I've walked in to shows and stuff where it's like, hey, I'm Kat, hey, I'm so-and-so, cool, okay, we're working tonight.
Right.
Like, what do you like to do? Or, like, what are you thinking? What do you want to do tonight? Like, whatever, you know what I mean? So it's just, it's
any part really... of you I shouldn't kick, really.
Yeah,
hard.
Like, essentially. I'm always like, no, please no leg locks.
You want to knock in the box this evening?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Just take a kick in the box.
That's all you gotta
for
do.
The ratings.
Yeah.
That's sometimes it. You just gotta.
Oh my
take
God.
One for the team. That's pretty much it.
But that's interesting to me that, yeah, it's not that it's, like, choreographed at all. It's just that, like, I know the moves that I can do, you know the moves that you can do. We all have sort of a similar language and similar style of things,
yeah.
And we can find ways to work together, like...
Yeah, like, you
to
can...
me, it's almost like improv a little bit, where
yeah.
you, like, work with the same teams and the same
oh,
people,
yeah.
and you get to know their shit, that when you're on stage together, it, like,
yeah.
works.
Yeah.
And you know how to... like, it's roll
live
there.
Stunt
yeah.
acting that was improvised
yeah.
based on some parameters, but
yeah.
not as
yeah.
many as you might think.
Yeah, exactly. And, like,
can I get a suggestion from the audience? Chair in the back.
Sweet. No.
Please, no.
Why? Anything else.
Figure four
Literally.
Against the turnbuckle. Please, God, no.
No.
Please, not that thing.
Again,
so painful.
Anything else.
Anything other than a leg lock.
Literally, please.
Oh, God.
Can't remember who I saw do that, but somebody, like, it was a women's match where somebody, like, like pulled someone down on
yeah.
the turnbuckle, like, in a figure four, which is, like, wrapping one leg around and then one leg over and then just pulling, and it tears your muscles. Like, it's a horrible submission move. And, like, with... like, just pulling off the side of the ring, basically.
No.
Like, oh my God.
It was sweet.
Just the faces of pain in submission holds. They don't look as cool as, like, like a flying...
But you know that that's, like, oh, shit's going down.
Like,
right
it's
now.
A real... You see it more in Japanese stuff, because they're, like, oh, they're looking at the actual... the talent, I guess. I don't know is the word
yeah.
that I'm looking for, but, like, the real wrestling, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that would be the most painful thing, I think, sometimes
yeah.
being in a submission move versus, like, just hitting the deck.
Yeah, it's, it depends, too, because, like, you can, like, there's certain ones where, and again, like, injuries and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, like, I have not good knees, so I would probably shy away from someone doing, like, a sharpshooter or, and the ironic thing is, I was going to say Texas Cloverleaf, like, ironically, like, I use them sometimes. But, like, I put it
do
on
as I say,
I'm
not
like,
as I do.
Yeah, and, like, I don't, I, like, I wouldn't, like, I would preface it with, like, if it was going to be incorporated or whatever in the match, I'd be like, how are your knees? Like, are they okay for this? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just prefer knowing. Or, like, how's your back? Like, because
yeah.
it's kind of a lower back.
Oh, kind of
so
it's so painful.
Yeah, like, it's, I mean, it's, you can make it look really good and
oh, yeah.
not hurt the other person. Like, it's fine. Like, it's,
that's
because you're working together.
Selling.
Yeah.
if you're looking yeah. really like you're in pain.
Yeah.
That was,
that's great.
When I was first watching TNA, like, back in 2013, I was like, okay, I'm really into this now. And my wife, who's super into wrestling, was like, oh, you want to see some moves? Like, I'll teach you some moves. I was like, cool, okay. So she, like, throws two yoga mats down. She's like, all right, I'm going to show you
cool.
the Boston Crab. As she puts me in the Boston Crab, I was like, I hate you.
I don't
it's
like this.
So painful.
At all.
They're like, oh, you think your quads hurt now?
Oh, give it time.
Wait.
Give
just
it time.
Fucking wait.
Yeah.
So that's like you're on your face, basically, and someone, like, sits on your butt and pulls your legs, like, back. And just tears at the muscles in front of your legs.
No, not into any of this. I took Aikido for a little while, and so there was, like,
yeah.
some things that remind me of what you were saying, like, when you, like, know to go limp when someone's holding you up, or
yeah.
firm, vice versa, because you know what the lead and what the follow is, kind
yeah.
of, like...
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, with Aikido, it was really fun because we had to do a bunch of, like, drops, and you'd, like, be, like, flipped down onto the floor and, like, do, like, a somersault, or, like, you had to, like... throw your leg down and do, like, a back somersault thing and then pop back up again. Like, those
yeah.
were really fun, but I was just like, it hurts, it's so sore.
So, Chris and I will not be becoming the Sea Hags
but
tag
I,
team.
But
okay.
I really enjoyed the, like, learning the flow of, like, each move and everything and,
right.
and each part of it and putting it together and then speeding it up and, like,
yeah.
it was really cool. So, like, I definitely admire, like, yeah, the athleticism
mm-hmm.
and the sort of artistry
yeah.
that goes into all of that stuff. So, yeah.
I was fortunate. I'm kind mm-hmm. of a, like, fun cat power fact. I'm a massive, massive nerd.
Cool.
And I'm kind of, I geek out for, this movie called The Boondock Saints.
Right, yeah, okay. I'm like, familiar with it.
Yeah, it's like, it's my, like, kind of weird, like, little, obsessy thing, I guess.
It pumps you up and stuff?
Kind of, and, like, I just, like, I know, like, it's my nerdy thing. Like, I know everything about, mm-hmm. quote, shit, and, like, I kind of, it's kind of how I gauge how cool I think people are.
You, yeah, like,
so thing. I have this kind of weird obsession with Boondock Saints. So, I've been fortunate enough at different Comic Cons to meet, I met Norman Reedus, which was, mm-hmm. like, and he called me babe, and I was like,
ooh, okay.
I didn't really quite know. What, yes, yeah. I didn't really quite know what to do with myself, because I'm very, like, because I try not to, like, fangirl, like, in front, like, I obviously, like, I'm a huge mark for AJ Styles, but, like, out of, because it's a respect thing, like, yeah. I respect him in the, yeah. business, and, like I said, like, I kind of strive for that level, mm-hmm. of, like, respect in the business and, mm-hmm. whatever. I won't get there, but, like, it's something, like, you always want to set the bar of higher, course, yeah. than, you know.
For sure.
But, yeah, but, like, with Norman Reedus and
Sean Patrick Flannery,
it's different, because I'm like, I'm like a little Japanese girl.
That's what I would do. That's what I would do if I met Billy Connolly.
I'd be so excited.
What's the
vegan? Yeah.
We've got a lot of Scottish friends in there, so, yeah, Il Duce.
Yeah. So I met Norman Reedus, and he was really cool. But then I've met Sean Patrick Flannery a couple of times at, like, a couple of different Comic-Cons. Mm-hmm. And they do these, like, panel discussions at Comic-Cons. I probably don't have to explain a Comic-Con.
I'm familiar.
We are all pretty dorky.
Yes. So he was at, because Sean Patrick Flannery is actually a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt.
Cool.
Professor.
Wow.
With his own academy.
They're called professors.
It's, yeah, you're a jiu-jitsu professor.
Cool.
And
Dr.
he...
Dr. Jiu-jitsu.
Dr. PhD.
Dr. Dropkick. PhD. Your, yeah. fucking face off. I can swear it's my podcast.
There you go.
I like a good hearty snort. That's you know my kind of vibe.
And again, not so cool cat power fact, like, my nose is broken. So now I snort when I laugh, and it was funny, because we did the last Commodore Ballroom show in January, and, like, my character, I guess, for people is, like, kind of cool. I wear face paint, and I scream, and, like, you know, I'm aggressive when I work, so it's, like, kind of the perception of, like, she's kind of warrior, cool, I guess. Like, yeah, like, that's the whole, like, thing. Yeah. Like, it's, I'm a, like...
She's the penultimate warrior.
Yeah. Exactly.
One down from the ultimate.
Yeah, I'm just below. I'm not quite ultimate, but I'm okay.
Significantly more alive, thankfully.
Yeah. At the end of the match that I had this thing planned because again, like, spoiler alert, but, like, Nicole Matthews is one of my, like, really, really good friends in the mm-hmm. business, and we got to tag team together at the last Commodore Ballroom show after, like, feuding, like, wrestling each other for so long and, like, just kicking the shit out of each other for right. so long. We like, finally got to team. Like, that was a cool thing for me, like, personally, right. because, like, I got to team with my friend.
Yeah.
So I had this thing planned, like, at the end of the match, like I said, because I work there, like, my buddy brought us beers, and it, like, a bit, like, we did, like, a beer bash in the ring, and, like, it was cool. Like, our ring announcer, like, came in the ring, too, and, like, we did this whole thing, and it was cool. And it was super, super fun. So then I went out after the match to thank my buddy. And one of the girls that I know, like, through wrestling was there with her new boyfriend. And she's like, oh, my God, like, he thinks you're the coolest thing, blah, 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 blah. And, like, he wants to meet you, whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I said hey to him. He's like, oh, my God, you're so badass. You're so this, you're so that. I started laughing. I'm like, ha, thanks. Fuck! Like, well, there's that illusion gone. Like, no, I'm not. Like, at all.
That's so cool.
I am so not in any way, shape, or form. Am I cool Laura. In any way?
Got any cheese?
Literally. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, illusion gone. You went full
Urkel.
I did. And I'm like, this is why I'm single. Fuck. But, like, it's just, yeah. Like, it's funny, like, the perception that people have yes. of you, mm-hmm. and then I break that, apparently, because I can't.
Like, guess what? I'm a dark. Sorry.
Guess what? Heads up. So I had met Sean Patrick Flannery at these Comic-Cons, and he did a panel discussion, like I said, where someone brought up his jiu-jitsu school in Los Angeles.
He's a professor.
And he was talking about, like, the benefits of, like, getting kids into martial arts young and whatever.
Right.
So then the next person that asked a question of him was like, what do you think of, like, those WWE guys? Like, being, like, a total dick about it. And
I could tell from your,
yeah,
your retelling douche, that the guy was being a douche. Voice.
Yeah. That's generally when I do, like, a douche impression. I'm a douchebag.
Why does that always just, like, it just carries it
That's just
it through.
The douchebag voice, I think.
Just, like, the sound of disdain that shouldn't be there. Like,
Which, like, not one person I've ever had a douchebag interaction with has ever started the conversation with.
Yeah, but you can feel it.
Not
it's
one.
Subsonic, right? Like, it's below your actual hearing, right. But you know it's there.
It's like a dog. Like a dog whistle.
But it's low. It's
but
way
it's
low.
Super low.
Low to the ground. Sorry. So he tries so to he lead.
So he tries to be like...
douche.
Yeah. And Sean Patrick Flannery, like, shut him down. Was like, you know what? Do you know what kind of an athlete those people have to be to do the shit that they do? And, like, it was just really, really cool that, like, a guy like that,
yeah,
like, who is legitimate, like, he's an actor, but, like, he's also legitimately trained.
Yeah.
Like, he's a black belt in karate as well.
Ooh.
And a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which is quite difficult to get.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, years of training. Whereas, like, and not to knock, like, other martial arts or anything, but, like, karate or, like, taekwondo or, like, any of them, like, you can get your black belt in, like, 1 or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I think the fastest that I've personally ever heard of someone getting their black belt was BJ Penn.
Okay.
And I believe, I may be wrong, but I believe he got it in, like, 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
And that's...
of, like, super intensive.
And again, yeah, like, because he's sponsored, he's a fighter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He can train for 8 hours a day,
yeah,
7 days a week if he wants to. And that's how long...
I'd be so
him.
Tired. You'd have to eat so much.
Right? So many carbs. That would be great. See?
Katie's like, maybe I do want to get
maybe
into
Maybe I want to learn jiu-jitsu now.
Yeah, so far I just lift weights 3 times a week, and that doesn't let you eat like 100 bags of Doritos yet. So,
what?
Like, God damn it.
I no,
really
I believe the input-output of that should be much more fair.
Yeah, you should be allowed to have far more to, like...
way more Doritos 3 times a week.
Absolutely. I want to be shaped like a Dorito, so I have to stop eating Doritos all the time.
That makes sense.
Just 2 Doritos, like one Dorito and then another
Dorito.
You know, like a perfect hourglass. It just disappears to nothing in the middle. And then sand falls through me. That's my body.
Like
That's
it.
My dream body. I had a dream about my body being like that once.
No organs in the middle anymore.
Yeah. I can't not support that. That's your dream.
That's like, your dream. You should live your truth, Katie.
If you get, live your best life at all times.
Absolutely.
If you get one of those waist trainers, those are dangerous, by the way.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, I want all my organs where they normally are.
Yeah,
thanks.
Exactly. Yeah.
They already wander around enough on their
Heads
own
up,
down
yeah.
in my hysteria.
Heads
you
up,
know, my
I
wandering
don't,
uterus.
I don't endorse those
no.
waist trainers.
I just think it's so interesting that, like, the thing that will make me realize that I don't want to talk to someone, and it's, like, totally not fair of me to say this, but anybody who's like, oh, I don't like wrestling, I'm into MMA. Like,
yeah,
anybody who's like, oh, wrestling's so stupid, MMA is so cool. I'm like, I don't really want to see somebody just get, like, punched in the face a lot for 47 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it's bad, but anybody
no.
who thinks that that's cooler than wrestling is a donk.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, because I'm a UFC fan. Like, I...
Yeah. Sure.
Totally, like, I
but
like
to
watching
the exclusion
it whatever,
of
but,
pro
yeah.
wrestling? Like, piss off. You should probably... Probably,
no.
like, both of those things.
Yeah, well, because UFC is just, and this is just my personal opinion, like, UFC, well, like, when Brock Lesnar cut that promo about, like, how he was going to drink a Coors Light because Bud Light wasn't paying him, I was like, UFC has just become what wrestling was in the 80s. Like, you have this over-the-top character, and everyone wants to see him get the shit kicked out of him, or see him be the champion, like, whatever, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
it's
Did
like
he get
this,
the shit kicked out of him?
The first time by Frank Mir.
Ah, nice.
But then he kicked the piss out of Frank Mir.
That's too bad.
And it was, yeah.
That's my feeling about it. I definitely have the wrestlers that I don't like for not a good reason, but I just, he's got a mean face. I don't like his face.
I don't like his face.
He's got a bit of a mean face. You don't have to talk crap about Brock Lesnar.
I've never met him, so like, I don't know, you know what
if
I mean?
If you met him
like,
and he was a dick, then you could privately say to me,
I'd be like,
it turns out it was true the whole time.
Write it down on a piece of paper
just
and slide it,
down.
It across the
yeah.
table.
Put it in a bottle yeah. and throw it into the sea and eventually it will
eventually
get to me.
Eventually you will find it. Yeah, no, I've actually never, I've never met him or like, interacted with him ever, so like I couldn't.
Yeah, I find that the UFC, like, I don't, I've only ever see it like in GIF form after the fact, where
right.
somebody's just like, oh, a foot just comes up and just knocks someone's head way back, and I'm like,
Yeah, C4, C5, goddammit. Like, that's those scary. Those are
important bits.
Yeah, those are important ones.
Being, like, the physiotherapist who works with MMA fighters would be pretty busy, I think.
Oh, I can't. Well, they have, even being a professional wrestler, like, they have a whole, have a team at WWE for their respective shows or their respective brands. So, like, Raw has its own, like, sort of medical staff, and then SmackDown has its own medical staff, and then, like, the trainers and physiotherapists,
like,
and everything.
NXT's is out in a barn somewhere.
No, they're, like, state of the art.
Yeah.
They have, because that's where they send everyone to rehab and get training, because, like, the Performance Center in Florida is literally second to none.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get trained anywhere, you want to get trained at the Performance Center, because if you think about the level of talent that you have training people on top of the level of, like, athletic coaching staff, like, they have striking staff, like a UFC fighter has striking staff, or, like, they have, like, a kinesiologist that can, like, like Finn Balor was just injured, at SummerSlam.
Right.
And he's been rehabbing, and, like, I'm pretty sure he's, like, 2 months ahead of schedule.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Or, like, there's people that rehab to the point where, like, it's a theory that there is a John Cena clone machine somewhere. Because, like, the guy just comes back, like, 1 week, his nose is broken, he's back the next week, like, nee, 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 nee. Like, ain't no thing, guys. Like, you know what
Check
I mean?
Check out, like, my jorts. Yeah. I got nice jorts.
Like, it wasn't a week later, but it was very, very soon after. Like, his nose was shattered.
That man's been through it.
Yeah, like, he's had a bajillion surgeries, like, he comes back within weeks of what a normal human being should. So, like, it speaks to their staff.
They've got secret experiments that they're doing.
No, like, it's, like, amazingly, like, professional and, like, well...
Oh, yeah?
It's the best of the best. That's of cool. the best. Like, if it's pure, you know, athletic training, and it's very awesome.
Cool. It's a real thing, guys. It's real to me, goddammit.
It's real to me, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Well, it's
yeah.
funny, like, because I was saying, like, I had knee surgery, like, previously, twice. And the last time I had knee surgery, it went really, really well. I was really super impressed, like, you know, with how everything went and whatever. But I learned that people are not patient at all with people. So I tried to go see a movie with some friends. There were two separate incidents.
So this, like, is you don't have patience for you.
No, this is people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's scary. Like, it's humanity scary to me.
Okay, okay.
Like, I tried to go see a movie with some friends, and it was sold out. So we're like, bummer.
Yeah.
Shucks. Like, okay, cool. So we were just getting ready to go home, and my friends were across the crosswalk. To go back to the car. And I had literally had surgery the day before.
Oh, wow.
But I felt okay. And, like, I really, really wanted to go see this movie. So, you know, I'm going to see a movie. It's totally fine. I'm in the crosswalk on crutches, and this woman honked at me. And I was like, really?
Like, I'm going as fast as I can right now.
Really? And then my friend was like, did she just honk at you? And I'm like, yeah! Like, what the... And then she drove by and, like, waved. And I'm like, don't wave at me!
Like, maybe she recognized you and thought you were super cool.
Yeah, so I was the coolest. And then I was at the SkyTrain station, and I'm walking, like, Limpy McGee. I, you know, have a cane. And this woman... I have my headphones in, because I always have my headphones in. And this woman bumped into me, like, while I'm on a cane, like, gimping around. And she looked at me, she's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, this is some bullshit.
Meet me in the ring.
Like, it's just fucked.
Yeah, so you're like, I'm trying to recover, and it's just like, nobody has any kind of, patience or tolerance.
I just think it's hilarious. So. And especially. Scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they must see, like, a seemingly healthy and nice-looking lady on some crutches, and it's like, oh, well,
she just wants attention. She just wants attention, guys.
Please pay attention to me.
Pay attention to me. Please.
I mean, I don't think that crutches are usually, like, cry for help territory. Like, right. That'd be a really elaborate ruse.
Yeah. Like, I just decided
just to buy you time in crosswalks. You know, you're too lazy to walk fast, so let them think that you're injured.
Oh, yeah. God. I didn't really have knee surgery.
Oh, my goodness. Well, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yas.
Yas. Should we, hang on, there's a... The podcast is over.
Oh my goodness. Nicely done.
Nobody popped up on two.
Nicely done. That was not a falsie.
Oh man, it was really fun to have you. Thanks so much for agreeing to come down. Can you let us know like how people can follow you on Twitter and like find out more information about your matches and
things? So plug time.
Plug time. Plug up.
So go to ECCW. ECCW.com. Mm-hmm. All the information, everything is up there for tickets, dates, and venues, because we kind of try, we jump around a little bit.
Cool. I want to go. I want to, like,
we'll go. Yeah, dude. We'll definitely go.
Definitely, yeah. Like, I'd never been into wrestling, but, like, the more that I hear Katie talk about it, and then especially this, I'm like, I'm excited. I want to go see some.
Yeah, so. And again, like, because ECCW, like, we have our own fan base, so it's like, you don't necessarily have to be a wrestling fan. Like, just come watch ECCW. Yeah. That's cool. Rad. So my Twitter is, at @CatPowerWrestle.
CatPowerWrestle.
Because, of the character thing. And, like, I had, originally my Twitter was @the_CatPower, but I was getting way too many music tags.
Sure.
Which, like, I find it hilarious, because, like, in the description of my Twitter, it's, like, the Joshi Slayer, you know, ECCW Women's Champion. I'm like, that doesn't sound like a band, guys.
It kind of does.
Definitely not a band.
It sort of sounds like a band a little bit.
A little bit.
Joshi Slayer, like...
Yeah.
It's like a Japanese version of Slayer.
Slayer, yeah.
There you go.
I didn't think of that. I'm gonna get sued. No, I'm just kidding. Instagram is @cat_powerwrestling. I also have a store on pro wrestling tees.
Oh, nice.
If you want some sweet Cat Power swaggy.
Maybe
swaggy
I do. Swag. Wear that to do some deadlifting.
There you go. the one design, I really love it. I have a pretty rad t-shirt designer. From the scariest place on earth, Australia.
Oh, yes. I was like, what is it going to be? Oh, yeah, no, that's correct.
That's 100%
right.
Correct.
I've been there. It's terrifying.
It is literally the most terrifying place on earth. But yeah, he did a pretty solid, amazing job, and he knocked it out of the park. So,
sweet. Right on.
Yeah, so pro wrestling tees. Yeah, I have 8x10s and stuff for sale. So if you email catpowerwrestling@gmail.com or for booking, have passport, will travel.
So, righteous.
If you got booked off of this podcast, I would be amazed.
I'd be
incredible. You'd have to tell us if that does happen, because I'm like, wow, didn't expect that. Love it. And I'm looking up your t-shirt because I want to buy it.
Oh, sick. That's hilarious.
Oh my god. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah,
this is excellent.
Guys.
Very informative.
Yeah,
I feel
glad.
Like we've learned a lot.
I'm glad I could educate the people.
I'm a convert.
Awesome.
I'm into it.
Educated the masses.
And we'll see you next week on the Sea Hags podcast.
Woohoo.
Bye. Bye.